Summer holidays are coming to an end. Ah, I hear the collective sigh. I was speaking to a young woman who is returning to school next week. She was not vibing, was not happy about it. But I'm wondering if you were lucky enough to get a bit of time off over summer. If you did, I hope you're feeling relaxed, recharged, ready for a big year ahead. Not only are these holidays important for you, they're important for the destinations that you visit and the money that you bring to the region. So how did the Hunter fare? Well, let's whip around. We'll chat to a couple of people with the answers. We'll start in the Valley first. Christina Tullock is the president of Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
How busy has the valley felt over the summer holidays, Christina?
It has been wonderful to see so many people in the Hunter. We've had a great time. It's certainly been a highlight to finish the year with so many visitors.
Yeah. Talk about where we were at the end of last year. How tough had 2020 been for the region?
Yeah, look, I think compared to some of the other destinations, we've been pretty lucky. Obviously, there was the initial lockdown where we were all closed for a couple of months. But once that lockdown lifted, the Hunter was in a great position to be able to accept, you know, the interstate visitors, particularly from Sydney, who didn't have a lot of options of places they could go. So the Hunter has fared pretty well through COVID in terms of, you know, remaining open. And we've been lucky that we haven't had any hotspots reoccur.
Yeah. How have you seen local businesses, cellar doors, restaurants, everything in that area have to change a little bit about what they did?
Yeah, we all adapted really well. And I think, you know, the Hunter Valley and particularly the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association, we were really in front of the ball in terms of putting protocols and procedures in place to make sure that visitors felt safe when they came to the valley. So, yeah, we've seen a lot of changes, obviously, around social distancing and the way we're delivering the experiences in destination. But that has obviously worked because we haven't had any cases. And, yeah, I'm really proud of what we've been able to achieve as a community.
Has it felt like a nice bounce back the summer that we've just had, seeing everything full and booked out and hard to get into?
Absolutely.
In some cases?
Absolutely. It's wonderful. It's great to see the region bounce back in that way. And I think, you know, in some ways we were also helped a bit by the weather over the summer holidays because it was so wet. People were tending to come in from the coast, even if they'd booked holidays there. So, yeah, we again had we benefited from that.
How's the valley looking with the rain that we've had, given where we were this time last year?
It looks stunning. I think, you know, you could be mistaken for thinking you're in the English countryside at the moment. It does look beautiful, and it's just a hive of activity at the moment as well because, of course, we're right in the throes of vintage, so that always gives a real vibe and atmosphere to the place. There's lots of harvesters and hand pickers, and, yeah, it's really great to see.
Yeah, is that looking a little different this year? We know with international borders closed, there was lots of talks last year about backpackers and getting fruit off grapevines and all of that. How is that looking in the Hunter Valley at the moment?
Yeah, it's certainly been difficult to secure hand pickers, but I know I've certainly driving around the valley over the last couple of days, I've seen plenty of hand pickers out there. So as we do, we make do. You know, that's the way it's got to be when the fruit's ready to be picked. So it's all hands on deck. So you might find some people who are working in other parts of the business maybe pulled out into the vineyard for a bit to help out. But yeah, we're making do. But look, it's a really exciting time.
What are you hoping for 2021?
Oh, gosh. A bit of consistency, I guess. I think
we could. Isn't that a nice word?
Yeah. Look, I think just that magical thought that at, you know, midnight and at the end of last year that the clock had ticked over and everything had become normal again, you know, that didn't happen. So I think people are just craving a bit of consistency more than anything. But look, you know, being in agriculture, we're used to having to adapt to changing things with weather, et cetera. So you know, evolving situation with COVID will be the same, and we'll just continue to do the best and make sure we can keep everybody safe while they're in the valley.
Yeah, such a busy, exciting time in a wine region. Christina, thank you for telling us how the summer has been.
No problems at all.
Christina Tullock there, president of Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association, taking you to the Hunter Valley. Let's head further up the coast now at 19 minutes past nine on ABC Newcastle Mornings with Kaya Handley, because Port Stephens, do they have a similar tale in the wake of summer holidays? Leah Anderson is the president of the Tomaree Business Chamber and a board director for Destination Port Stephens. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Have you also been flat out?
We certainly have, and it's been fantastic.
I know that before the summer, there was some really good news from Port Stephens with the amount of businesses looking for staff, which was kind of bucking the trend a little bit. Were all those staff and then some needed to cope with the demand?
Yeah, they certainly were, and we still need more. So, you know, we did find ourselves in a very unusual situation with so many vacancies leading up to such a very busy and important time. So there was a lot of sort of targeted marketing campaigns and, you know, really worked hard to try and get those positions filled to fulfil the customer service requirements that we would have over that time.
Christina was saying, you know, we have had a bit of a wet summer, so that pushed people up the valley. Did people still find things to do by the coast as well?
Yeah, they certainly did. It really didn't stop them. Look, it might have had some, you know, some impact to some of the visitor attractions on some of the days that people were here. But look, most people still made the most of their time here. They were still out doing dolphin watches and, you know, visiting attractions such as Port Stephens Koalas, Irukandji Shark and Ray, and, you know, even donning their wetsuits and still going to the beach anyway. So the rain was a bit of a bummer, but it still doesn't impact the natural beauty of this area and people were still out and about enjoying it.
Do you have a sense, I guess one of the benefit of the QR codes is we get a bit of a sense of where people come from, but do you have a sense talking to people in the community where we were seeing visitors come from, Leah?
Well, you know, we haven't got any exact statistics as yet, but we will as a destination be trying to get that information together to get a really good feel for it. But anecdotally at this stage, we certainly were getting a lot of day trippers. So Central Coast, the Hunter, we had a lot of people coming down for day trips. But we were still getting lots of visitation from, you know, from the Sydney surrounds, the areas that weren't impacted by lockdowns, of course. So I think we had quite a mix of people still coming into the region.
When we did hear just before Christmas of those new clusters, those outbreaks on the northern beaches in Western Sydney as well, did you see anything start to change?
Look, we had some immediate cancellations, which of course was good because we, you know, we wanted to make sure that we weren't, you know, having people up here that were not meant to be here, and we've got to look after the safety of our community, our locals as well as our visitors. So we had some cancellations, but look, as fast as they were cancelling, those bookings were getting rebooked within hours just due to that high demand. Our proximity to Sydney and Williamtown Airport and the day trippers that I mentioned, it all contributed to a really bumper season for us. Just additionally to that, you know, we launched in 2020 our Port Stephens Incredible by Nature new destination brand, and we had some really targeted marketing of our incredible destination. So I think that really put us on the radar for a great place to visit and stay.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you hoping? Does this continue for a little bit longer? Summer's not quite done yet. You might see other people start to travel now that, you know, the families have stopped.
Yeah, we will. There's no doubt about it. Look, you know, most people are still booked out and I've got bookings right through up until Easter. So, you know, we don't anticipate things slowing down anytime soon. And it's certainly, you know, great sort of economically for our area. So we really, you know, we welcome it.
What are those emotions when you see all the no vacancy signs, when you yourself can't maybe get a table at the favourite cafe, when you think back to Easter last year, which was a totally different story?
Yeah. Look, I was actually speaking to one of our local cafe owners yesterday, and you know, they're quite popular, especially with the locals. And the one thing that she said that she really noticed was that the locals have got a lot more patience this year. I think there's so much more, you know, understanding of the fact that our you know, all our visitors, they may have had other destinations that they really wanted to go to, and, you know, they've come to Port Stephens, they've come into the bay, and they've been willing to come here and spend their money locally. And I think as locals, we've all sort of really welcomed that and thought, wow, our businesses need this, we need this. And, yeah, patience has been fantastic, and we've managed to step aside and maybe wait a little bit longer for our table, or maybe rebook for a quieter day. It's been really great to see.
I've never been more excited to wait 30 minutes and circle around the streets looking for a car park.
Absolutely.
Leah, great to catch up. Thank you for talking us through your summer.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks very much.
Leah Anderson there, President of the Tomaree Business Chamber.